from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Without further ado, it is that time, like it is every day at 5 o'clock for Cinco de Five.
Cinco de Five. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into
Cinco de Five-O was brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Mmm, bacon. All right, last night had some time to kill between sets, and then with a little rain delay in the box I was in with some of our buddies, Tiki, for the Foo Fighters. And off of the Olympics about to start in Paris, we had a basketball discussion. And it led to basketball movies. And it led to, hey, you should do a Cinco de Five on the best basketball movies of all time.
I don't know if I could name five basketball movies.
All right, well, Tommy's seen a bunch, so I'm going to rattle them off. If you don't remember them, that's totally fine. By the way, Evan would forget half of these anyway, you can play the role of Evan today.
I mean, if Hoosiers isn't number one, right?
Well, why don't we let the list play out?
All right, let's see.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Blue Chips, Nick Nolte, Shaq, the idea basically a corrupted NCAA coach gets 3 stars to go there.
Yes.
Very good movie.
It's like, what was the college football one? The Program?
The Program, yes. It's like that for basketball.
For basketball.
Yeah, so very good movie. Any issues there, Loogie?
Love it. Shaq, Neon Badeau, Penny Hardaway also in it. Yes. Had that iconic line, when you were flunking TV, Nick Nolte, peak Nick Nolte.
Yep. Love it. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Right up your alley, Tiki, Air Bud. A dog dunks.
Oh, my God. A dog dunks.
Wait a minute. Tiki, you feed your dogs omelets all the time.
Yes. But
a dog becomes a basketball player.
CJ is not playing basketball. Like, absurdity of that.
He's a dog.
But it ended up being a good storyline, a good movie. Like, this dog is the companion. He ends up being a star basketball player.
But think how absurd that is. It's a dog playing basketball.
Excuse me?
How does it even
shoot? Is Star Wars not an absurd premise?
Yes, but at least they're humanoid. Doing humanoid things. This is a dog doing humanoid things.
Have you ever had a conversation with your dog, Tiki? No. For being a hypocrite.
Yes.
And does the dog speak to you back?
No, but she listens very nicely.
But is it not a humanoid thing the dog is doing?
Yeah, but she's not shooting a basketball.
So you can believe sci-fi all you want, but a dog playing basketball bothers you? Air Bud was great. Was great. And it led to Air Bud Golden Receiver, the football version.
Oh, God. How did she even catch it?
In the mouth.
God.
What do you mean? I've seen that dog catch more than Darius Slayton at times. Let's just say. Here we go.
Number three.
Space Jam, but the original. The Michael Jordan version. Iconic. Come on.
No doubt.
Who doesn't stop and watch Space Jam every time it's on? We're all in agreement? Good.
Agreed.
Got to be in the top five list. All
Love
right,
it.
Number two.
Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell. He runs an ABA team, plays for them, tries to keep them in the league instead of going to the NBA. It's about that last season in the ABA. And he runs some crazy promotions. He's also a singer. Get the funk out of my face. It was great. You never saw it?
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's one of the great Will Ferrell movies of all time.
This is the problem. So two of the top five I haven't even seen.
Well, you got like flights to every country between here and August. Load up, man. Here we go.
Number one.
I did just picture Tiki on the way to a foreign country watching Air Bud on a plane and people looking over. But
what is wrong with that guy?
Number one, I think, is undeniable. The greatest basketball movie ever. It's The Sixth Man, which you all agreed on last night. Did you ever see The Sixth Man?
No.
So do you know what The Sixth Man's about?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Two brothers. I believe the Wayans brothers.
Where is Hoosiers?
Most overrated sports movie of all time.
Why is it overrated?
Gene Hackman, we get it. you did the coach thing again. I didn't. Hoosiers is fine. People go crazy for Hoosiers.
Believe it or not, I'm with you.
It's just see you just seen it. Everybody's seen it.
But okay. Everybody's seen the 2022 Yankees play. Were they great?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know that everybody's watching because you feel like it's an obligation to watch it. That doesn't make it great.
It's boring. I don't think
it's boring.
It is boring. Yeah. It's not great. People get nuts that it's not on the list, now, but it's kind of boring.
The sixth man, I'm sure you're already down a rabbit hole. By the way, this was unanimous in the suite last night. We all were talking about this movie. Does he have enough pub? A guy and his brother, I think they might be twins, Tiki, go to the same college, Washington. The brother dies tragically and returns as a ghost to help them to the Final Four, and he is the sixth man.
A ghost?
It's with Marlon Wayans. It's not the Wayans brothers, but Marlon.
Okay, Marlon.
Yeah,
as a ghost, and he's the sixth man of and they get to the Final Four. It is great. They run through that Pac-12 tournament with a ghost as their sixth man.
So nobody can see it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Teen Wolf technically classifies as a basketball movie. I'm just looking at the top 25.
High School Musical also.
According to Esquire. Air Bud is like at the back end. Terrible.
Well, again, this is Sean Cinco.
Can we get into how horrible the list is?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. By the way, this was voted on and stamped approved multiple people.
By three people in a suite. Right. Okay, so He Got Game, of course, with Ray Allen, Denzel Washington, needs to be on the list.
That was number six on my list.
White Man Can't Jump with Woody, with Wesley Snipes.
A little overrated, too.
Okay. All right. Above the Rim with Tupac. It's got to be on there.
I never saw Above the Rim.
Dude, that soundtrack is...
Don't give me the face. You haven't seen Air Bud and you're giving me the face for
Above the Rim? Above the Rim versus Air Bud?
I bet you Air Bud is more digital downloads.
You have a basketball movie about a dog and ghosts. Above the Rim is great. I even like the one where Whoopi Goldberg coached the Knicks. What was it?
Eddie.
Yeah.
That was great.
Let me tell you. Eddie's sneaky good. You're right. That's an omission.
Yeah.
Finding Forrester is technically about basketball.
I even liked The Air Up There when I was a kid with Kevin Bacon.
How about Uncut Gems?
That's more of a gambling movie than
I agree with Shawnee.
Movie.
Yeah, I agree. And it was awkward to me.
Speaking of that, would you put basketball as a basketball movie?
No,
because it's a great movie.
It's a different sport. It's basketball.
Well, they invented it based on baseball and basketball.
Yeah.
So
no, it's just basic.
It's not a different sport. It's made up sport.
So look, tonight is a night, no sports, presumably, right? With the WNBA All-Star game this weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Red Bulls played last night. Mm-hmm. Star Wars night, did they win?
It's just like the game we went to.
Draw.
Frustrating draw.
Frustrating draw. Tonight's a wide open night. I am telling you, if you haven't seen The Sixth Man or Air Bud yet, go do yourself a favor. There's your Thursday night homework.
The Sixth Man was not even on this list that I looked at.
So. It's not on any list.
No.
It's not on this list,
and semi, which is the list.
I love Will Ferrell. Semi-Pro is not even in the top five Will Ferrell movies.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, go.
Two best Will Ferrell movies?
You just
Semi-Pro and Kicking and Screaming.
We just had Jeremy Piven in here. Old
School's great, too. It does not top Kicking and Screaming.
Anchorman
may not make my top five because Step Brothers is in there, Talladega Nights is in there, and Old School's in there.
I don't care. He's not in Wedding Crashers long enough, but if he was, obviously that
kicking
would be up there.
Kicking and Screaming.
Stop it with the soccer movie. I know you're...
You see Kicking and Screaming, Mr. Soccer?
I have seen Kicking and Screaming.
Great movie.
You're Mr. Dad now. All these movies are basically like G-rated. We have an adult audience here. You have Air Buds, which is a dog movie about like little kids. It's stupid.
You should love it. You love the dog stuff.
No, but not those kind of dogs. That kind of dog. The Knicks dogs, not the real dogs.
I never saw Julius Randle play like a dog the way Air Bud did.
He's a dog.
Yeah. 888-808-1019. Joe and Manalapan. Joe, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Cinco de Five-O and all the kids movies and how is He Got Game not on it?
Yeah, exactly. He Got Game was the...
I don't want...
Love and Basketball was great.
Good one.
This is not a slut in He Got Game because I've watched it and I don't even think it's overrated. I don't like my poetry with my basketball movies.
Oh, come on.
Everything was a soliloquy.
Joe, you're talking about White Men Can't Jump, right?
That's the second one I wanted to bring up. That's a classic, and how do you miss that one? I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean? I didn't miss any. It's a top five list, not a top ten list, Joe.
Oh, no, but I was thinking top five that you gave was for kids. Just like, what was it, yesterday? You guys were talking about, I forgot what the Cinco de Five-O was. You guys were talking about something
else. I don't remember either.
I have no idea what yesterday's Cinco de Five-O was.
Was it ice cream? No, not ice cream. It was...
What was yesterday's Cinco de Five-O? 888-808-1019.
That is bad.
What the heck did we do yesterday, Tiki? I have no idea. Mike in Manhattan. Mike, what's up?
What about Fast Break?
Never heard of it.
I don't know that one either.
Kidding me?
Gabe Kaplan, Welcome Back, Kotter.
How old is that movie?
Younger than you, Tiki. No, it goes back to the 70s.
That's why I didn't mean it. Because I think I'm the only one in this room that was born and living in the 70s.
Yeah, I have a simple rule of thumb on movies. Anything that's faded color / black and white, I'm out on.
I don't know. Sometimes the faded color makes it easy. It makes it easier to watch.
Perfect example. I still to this day have never seen Rocky or The Godfather.
Well, so neither were in black and white.
No,
so
but like that
no, he's talking
color,
about like not the crisp cinematography.
I mean, it's not
basically anything starting with the Ghostbusters on. I'm in on.
It's not
like
blurry.
That.
It is kind of blurry.
It is. It gives me a headache when I watch that on new screens.
No, but
I started Rocky 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this.
If you watch it on a streaming service, it's now in high def.
Oh, yeah. They remastered it.
It gives me a headache when I squint.
Okay. So Air Buds is a top four.
Stop calling it Air Buds. They're not things you put in your
ears. I don't care what the hell it's called. It's trash.
The dog is named Bud.
And you haven't seen The Godfather Rocky, but you have a movie about a poodle, you know, taking three-pointers.
It's
is
a
one
golden
of your favorite
movies. Retriever.
Got it. Okay, great.
And if I was born in 1970, maybe Fast Break would be on there. Not Air Bud, but I wasn't. 37-year-olds agree with me.
Love and Basketball, by the way, is a good call by Tiki. That was a really good one.
Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, what's up?
Fast Break.
Hey, guys. So I'm a little upset with the top five list. I don't know how you guys left off the greatest basketball movie of all time.
Tell
Coach
us.
Carter.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter should have been on. That's a good omission.
It's the greatest basketball movie ever. It's an uplifting story. It's real. Samuel L. Jackson,
right,
given one of the best performances of his career.
Right.
I mean, guys, that's just a no-brainer. I didn't even hear you guys mention it.
Yeah, no, because we forgot it. I completely forgot it. But as soon as you said it, I was like, wait, he's right.
And I want the record to show out there, because I love our WFAN audience and Evan and Tiki. I could scream and yell about Jalen Brunson versus Aaron Judge. You make a list about basketball movies, and what does everybody want to talk about?
Because everybody, it's the best one ever. It's like, it's just your opinion. By the way, the two more recent ones that were really, really good that I did not see, Hustle with Adam Sandler.
I didn't see that one either.
That was good.
It was good, right? The reviews were good. I got to see that. And Air about the Nikes with Jordan.
But
I have not seen that.
That's not a basketball movie. It's a shoe movie.
I mean, it's Michael Jordan.
It is a basketball movie, and it feels more like a documentary, but it's not, because it's an actual movie. But I heard it was great as well. I also didn't see that one. So those are the two I still have to see. I don't know. I just haven't been into watching.
You're more shows than movies.
Yeah, I haven't been into watching sports movies lately. And I don't know why. Maybe because my fandom's more too mature now.
Too mature for sports? See, sports movies are a nice breakup.
No, but I mean, so here's what I get. So when you watch a sports movie, if it's not if it's not real, like, right, it looks like whoever the actor is playing whatever character he's playing, and he's an athlete, and he's clearly not an athlete.
That bothers you.
I turn it off immediately. It's just kind of like, dude, come on, man.
All right, I'd
rather you go get an athlete who can't act than get me an actor who can't athlete. You know what I mean?
But you're an athlete, so I get that. That, to me, that's like when I go to a sandwich shop and I see somebody making a sandwich the wrong way. And I remember my days at Subway and I'm like, no, you can't do that. I'm not into that.
And that's why He Got Game was so great, because Ray Allen is obviously very credible in that role. And he was pretty solid as an actor. He was all right. He was fine.
Still not better than
Shaq and Penny.
But you know what?
He
acted like an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he felt authentic.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Chris on the line. Chris, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? First time caller.
Oh, appreciate you, dude.
Sean, that Cinco de Fivo, you had some good ones there, but the last guy brought it up already, Coach Carter, that's got to be on there. I don't know if you've ever seen Hustle, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Good movie, but that's not better than The Sixth Man or Air Bud.
Stop with The Sixth Man and Air Bud.
Watch them. You don't like the Chuck E. Cheese doubter, Tiki, that hasn't a Chuck E. Cheese.
I am not ever going to watch Air Bud. I just don't see myself ever saying.
I've seen Air Bud 100 times as a kid. And? Hustle has got to be above Air Bud.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you're a Long Island guy. Yay or nay on Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Say that one more time.
Are you in or out on Chuck E. Cheese pizza as a Long Island guy?
No shot.
You suck.
Can I give another honorable mention? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
Basketball Diaries, which is one of Leonardo DiCaprio's early movies. It's a little heavy, but it's really good.
Never heard of it.
But I heard of Air Buds, the poodle.
Air Buds. Retriever. Nick in Wharton. Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to give a shout-out real quick to Loogie. I think he's awesome, and I think he definitely is the next generational talent at WFAN.
Wow.
100%.
I hope he is.
Oh no, Sean! 100% he is. You got to give the man credit. I know you get on him sometimes about the Mets and all this stuff, but I think deep down you'll learn to like it.
I'll learn to like Lou Gower. I'd hope. We've been attached to the hip for 15 years. go ahead.
So, yeah, I just wanted to get to my point real quick. I got to say, Tiki, you're the man, dude. I grew up watching you. You are a legend, diehard, and I appreciate everything you did for the Giants, man. 100%.
Appreciate you. Thank you, dude.
No doubt, man. But listen, Tiki, what's your thoughts on... Now, listen, I know a lot of teams are responsible for this. Like, a lot of teams go after, old quarterbacks. But what do you think is the attraction with the Jets always going after old quarterbacks that, and then just completely, ruining... Not, I wouldn't say ruin their career, but, more like... I don't know. Just
Because it's been... The challenge with, trying to evaluate that, Nick, and it's a good question, is that it's different regimes. So it's not just one regime, one general manager, one head coach are continually doing the same things. And I think honestly it's not having the draft answer. For a team that's consistently been in position to draft quarterbacks, they have not drafted a good quarterback since Chad Pennington.
They haven't even gotten lucky.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you just get lucky. They haven't even gotten lucky. Now, part of that is, I think, the staff that was in place. Because I think Zach Wilson actually had some talent. It was just the circumstances were exactly what you needed.
Classic quarterback that could have been successful if put in the right situation.
It was the antithesis of good development. And not of it was their fault, right? Greg Knapp passes away, and so they have a young quarterback. It's just... Everything that could have gone wrong with Zach Wilson went wrong. But it's been that way year over year over year over
Darnold,
year over year. So the only way to combat that is to go get a veteran.
Yeah.
Who you don't have to teach, who you don't have to worry about developing. Someone who already knows how to be successful. And that's why, back in the day, Brett Favre made sense.
Yep.
And it's why right now, with a team that has the ability to win, at least roster-wise on paper... You go get Aaron Rodgers.
And it's also why I don't blame the Jet fans when they go crazy for Aaron Rodgers. I might laugh at it and think you're going to be set up for failure, but I also get it. If you fail that many times in a draft drafting a quarterback, why wouldn't you be more excited to go that alternative route? And it's not like you're going and getting Jameis Winston in that spot. You're getting a known Super Bowl champion,
right,
which they did with Favre as well. Harold in the Bronx. Harold, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
What's
First
up,
time,
man?
Long time.
Oh, I love that. Appreciate you, man.
You guys are the best.
Thank you,
appreciate
dude.
Harold. What's up?
No, you guys were talking about the basketball movies, and no one mentioned Juana Man, one of the funniest basketball movies out there.
I forgot about Juana Man. Very funny. Good call, Harold. Yeah, that was a good one.
Was a good one. All right. This might boost your list.
All right.
I've just searched for most underrated basketball movies of all time.
Okay.
And it's 10. So, number 10. Was More Than a Game. This is more of a documentary.
All right.
Whoopi and Eddie.
Okay.
Which someone brought up. Pistol, The Birth of Legend, which is also more of a documentary type. Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Was number 7.
I understand that.
I did too. White Men Can't Jump was 6. 5, Slam Dunk Ernest, which I've never heard of.
Ernest?
I don't even know who that is.
Is that part of all the Ernest movies?
Yes. Did
okay.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And number 4 is Air Bud.
All right. Told you, it's not a bad movie.
Above the Rim is 3. Space Jam is 2. And number 1, The Sixth Man.
Told you. Bang.
So now I might have to watch The Sixth Man.
Sixth Man is such a good movie.
I might have to watch The Sixth Man.
Such a good movie. It absolutely is the best basketball movie of all time. I guess we'll keep the calls going here. Mike at Oceanside. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I was calling because you guys didn't mention Mike, bro.
Yeah, that's a little bow wow. Puts on Michael Jordan sneakers.
Yeah.
Now, come on. If you have a problem with Air Bud, you're going to put Like Mike on the list?
I didn't like Mike.
All right.
I don't want to be a bad guy here. We've mentioned 40 movies. I love the guy. You didn't mention this one. We've mentioned about 500 movies.
But I didn't realize there were this many basketball movies.
Oh, there's a ton.
The beauty. This is the most reaction we've gotten to a Cinco in a long time, too.
I knew it, too, when I saw the list. I was like, this is... I went up to him beforehand. I go, just give the entire list, and then we'll go from there, because... And by the way, nobody calling to defend Hoosiers, and we both said it stunk. Yeah. So not a lot of people calling for Hoosiers.
There's a couple sports movies like that. Baseball-wise, The Natural is one of those movies. You ever actually sit there and watch The Natural? The movie's terrible.
No, the one
no,
where...
No, it's not terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, the premise is stupid, but...
And the payoff is stupid. Oh, the whole lights get electrocuted.
Don't you get emotional because of that?
Emotional because of that.
He's achieving. It's only because I love Robert Redford.
You do me a favor.
He's a great actor.
Back to back. Watch Marley and Me and watch The Natural. You tell me what you get emotional about.
And Field of Dreams is beyond overrated for baseball.
I like it. It's a good father-son tale.
Not a fan. Didn't like it. I think it's overrated. Like I said, football, I can't think of one overrated.
How many of these movies do you think people in their car are going to go home and watch tonight with no sports?
Any Given Sunday.
No.
Overrated? Any Given Sunday?
Oh, my.
You can go home right now.
Get Lawrence Taylor on the phone right now.
Tell me when you've ever heard of a guy jumping on the top of a SUV and sawing it in half.
All right. That's the angle? So you had a problem with the parking lot scene? The in-game scenes are powerful. There's an eyeball on the turf in Mexico.
I love Al Pacino.
Or Dallas, where was it?
He's the most unbelievable actor, Al Pacino. His locker room speech is not like anything I've ever heard.
You know how many times I've played that speech driving to the gym?
And you believe it?
It fires me up.
You think that's what happens in a professional locker room?
Nobody's done in a stronger 36 minutes on an elliptical like me after that speech.
What about the speech from Jim Brown when he's like, we got a third-string quarterback that ain't going to produce blank. Cherubini, what if off the bench? What's next, Stigmata?
That's all-timer.
All-timer. LT is amazing in that.
Al Pacino managing the Yankees today with that kind of fire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Without further ado, it is that time, like it is every day at 5 o'clock for Cinco de Five.
Cinco de Five, let's celebrate the fun. Tune in to WFAN and get ready to run. Every Tiki show, then on the one. Cinco de Five.
Cinco de Five was brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Bacon. All right. Last night had some time to kill between sets, and then with a little rain delay in the box I was in with some of our buddies, Tiki, for the Foo Fighters. And off of the Olympics about to start in Paris, we had a basketball discussion. And it led to basketball movies. And it led to, hey, you should do a Cinco de Five on the best basketball movies of all time.
I don't know if I could name five basketball movies.
All right. Well, Tommy's seen a bunch. So I'm going to rattle them off. If you don't remember them, that's totally fine. By the way, Evan would forget half of these anyway. You can play the role of Evan today.
I mean, if Hoosiers isn't number one, right?
Well, why don't we let the list play out?
All right, let's see.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Blue Chips. Nick Nolte, Shaq. The idea, basically, a corrupted NCAA coach gets three stars to go there.
Yes.
Very good movie.
It's like, what was the college football one? The Program?
The Program, yes. It's like that for basketball.
For basketball.
Yeah. So, very good movie. Any issues there, Loogie?
Love it. Shaq, Neon Badeau, Penny Hardaway also in it. Yep. Had that iconic line, when you're a flunking TV, Nick Nolte, peak Nick Nolte.
Yep.
Love it.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Right up your alley, Tiki. Air Bud. A dog dunks.
Oh, my God.
A dog dunks.
Wait a minute. Tiki, you feed your dogs omelets all the time.
Yes. But
a dog becomes a basketball player.
CJ is not playing basketball. Like, the absurdity of that.
He's a dog.
But it ended up being a good storyline, a good movie. Like, this dog is the companion. He ends up being a star basketball player.
But think how absurd that is. It's a dog. playing basketball.
Excuse me?
How does it even
shoot? Is Star Wars not an absurd premise?
Yes, but at least they're humanoid, doing humanoid things. This is a dog doing humanoid things.
Have you ever had a conversation with your dog, Tiki?
No.
For being a hypocrite.
Yes.
And does the dog speak to you back?
No, but she listens very nicely.
But is it not a humanoid thing the dog is doing?
Yeah, but she's not shooting a basketball.
So you can believe sci-fi all you want, but a dog playing basketball bothers you? Air Bud was great. Was great. And it led to Air Bud Golden Receiver, the football version.
Oh, God. How did
a dog.
How did she even catch it?
In the mouth.
God.
What do you mean? I've seen that dog catch more than Darius Slayton at times. Let's just say. Here we go.
Number 3.
Space Jam, but the original. The Michael Jordan version. Iconic. Come on.
No doubt.
Who doesn't stop and watch Space Jam every time it's on? We're all in agreement? Good.
Agreed.
Got to be in the top 5 list. All
right,
Number 2.
Semi-pro with Will Ferrell. He runs an ABA team, plays for them, tries to keep them in the league instead of going to the NBA. It's about that last season in the NBA, in the ABA. And he runs some crazy promotions. He's also a singer. Get the funk out of my face. It was great. You never saw it?
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's one of the great Will Ferrell movies of all time.
This is the problem. So 2 of the top 5 I haven't even seen.
Well, you got like flights to every country between here and ours. Load up, man. Here we go.
Number 1.
I did just picture Tiki on the way to a foreign country watching Air Bud on a plane and people looking over. But
what is wrong with that guy?
Number 1, I think, is undeniable. The greatest basketball movie ever. It's The Sixth Man, which you all agreed on last night. Did you ever see The Sixth Man?
No.
So, do you know what The Sixth Man's about?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Two brothers. I believe the Wayans brothers.
Where's Hoosiers?
Most overrated sports movie of all time.
Why is it overrated?
Gene Hackman, we get it. You did the coach thing again. Hoosiers is fine. People go crazy for Hoosiers.
Believe it or not, I'm with you.
It's just, you just seen it. Everybody's seen it.
But, okay. Everybody's seen the 2022 Yankees play. Were they great?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know that everybody's watching because you feel like it's an obligation to watch it. That doesn't make it great.
It's boring.
It's boring.
It is boring.
Yeah.
It's not great. People get nuts that it's not on the list, but it's kind of boring.
The Sixth Man, I'm sure you're already down a rabbit hole. By the way, this was unanimous in the suite last night. We all were talking about this movie. Does he have enough pub? A guy and his brother, I think they might be twins, Tiki, go to the same college, Washington. The brother dies tragically and returns as a ghost to help them to the Final Four, and he is the Sixth Man.
A ghost?
It's with Marlon Wayans. It's not the Wayans brothers, but Marlon.
Okay, Marlon.
Yeah,
as a ghost, and he's the Sixth Man of and they get to the Final Four. It is great. They run through that Pac-12 tournament with a ghost as their Sixth Man.
So nobody can see it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Go
Teen Wolf technically classifies as a basketball movie.
I'm
just looking at the top 25.
High School Musical also.
According to Esquire. Air Bud is like at the back end. Terrible.
Well, again, this is Sean Cinco.
Can we get into how horrible the list is?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. By the way, this was voted on and stamped approved multiple people.
By three people in a suite.
Right.
Okay, so He Got Game, of course, with Ray Allen, Denzel Washington, needs to be on the list.
That was number 6 on my list.
White Man Can't Jump with Woody, with Wesley Snipes.
A little overrated, too.
Okay. All right. Above the Rim with Tupac. It's got to be on there.
I never saw Above the Rim.
Dude, that soundtrack is...
Don't give me the face. You haven't seen Air Bud and you're giving me the face for
Above the Rim?
Okay, Above
the Rim versus Air Bud? Are you serious?
I bet you Air Bud is more digital downloads.
You have a basketball movie about a dog and ghosts. Above the Rim is great. I even like the one where Whoopi Goldberg coached the Knicks. What was it?
Eddie.
Yeah.
That was great.
Let me tell you. Eddie's sneaky good. You're right. That's an omission.
Yeah.
Finding Forrester is technically about basketball.
I even liked The Air Up There when I was a kid with Kevin
Bacon. How about Uncut Gems?
That's more of a gambling movie than a
basketball
movie.
I agree with
Shawnee. Yeah, I agree. And it was awkward to me.
Speaking of that, would you put basketball as a basketball movie?
No,
because it's a great movie.
It's a different sport. It's basketball.
Well, they invented it based on baseball and basketball.
Yeah.
So
no, it's just basic.
It's not a different sport. It's made up sport.
So look, tonight is a night, no sports, presumably, right? With the WNBA All-Star game this weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Red Bulls played last night. Mm-hmm. Star Wars night, did they win?
It's just like the game we went to.
Draw.
Frustrating draw.
Frustrating draw. Tonight's a wide open night. I am telling you, if you haven't seen The Sixth Man or Air Bud yet, go do yourself a favor. There's your Thursday night homework.
The Sixth Man was not even on this list that I looked at.
So. It's not on any list.
No.
It's on this list,
and semi,
which is the list.
I love Will Ferrell. Semi-Pro is not even in the top 5 Will Ferrell movies.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, go. You want to go?
Two best Will Ferrell movies?
You just
Semi-Pro and Kicking and Screaming.
We just had Jeremy Piven in here. Old School's
great, too. It does not top Kicking and Screaming.
Anchorman.
Anchorman may not make my top five because Step Brothers in there, Talladega Nights is in there, and Old School's in there.
I don't care. He's not in Wedding Crashers long enough, but if he was, obviously that
kicking
would be up there.
Kicking and screaming.
Stop it with the soccer movie. I know you're...
You see Kicking and Screaming, Mr. Soccer?
I have seen Kicking and Screaming.
Great movie.
You're Mr. Dad now. All these movies are basically like G-rated. We have
not.
An adult audience here. You have Air Buds, which is a dog movie about like little kids. It's stupid.
You should love it. You love the dog stuff.
No, but not those kind of dogs. That kind of dog. The Knicks dogs, not the real dogs.
I never saw Julius Randle play like a dog the way Air Bud did.
He's a dog.
Yep. 888-808-1019. Joe and Manalapan. Joe, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Cinco de Five-O and all the kids' movies. Yep. And how is he got game not on it?
Yeah, exactly. He got game was the...
I don't want...
Love and Basketball was great.
Good one.
This is not a slut and he got game because I've watched it and I don't even think it's overrated. I don't like my poetry with my basketball movies.
Oh, come on.
Everything was a soliloquy.
Joe, you're talking about White Men Can't Jump, right?
That's the second one I wanted to bring up. That's a classic, and how do you miss that one? I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean? I didn't miss any. It's a top five list on a top ten list, Joe.
Oh, no, but I was thinking top five that you gave was for kids. Just like, what was it, yesterday? You guys were talking about, I forgot what the Cinco de Five-O was. You guys were talking about something else.
I don't remember either.
I have no idea what yesterday Cinco de Five-O was.
Was it ice cream? No, not ice cream. It was...
What was yesterday's Cinco de Five-O? 888-808-1019.
That is bad.
What the heck did we do yesterday, Tiki? I have no idea. Mike in Manhattan. Mike, what's up?
What about Fast Break?
Never heard of it.
I don't know that one either. Me?
No. Gabe Kaplan? Welcome Back, Kotter?
How old is that movie?
Younger than you, Tiki. No, it goes back to the 70s.
That's why I didn't mean it. Because I think I'm the only one in this room that was born and living in the 70s.
Yeah, I have a simple rule of thumb on movies. Anything that's faded color / black and white, I'm out on.
I don't know. Sometimes the faded color makes it easy. It makes it easier to watch.
Perfect example. I still, to this day, have never seen Rocky or The Godfather.
Well, so neither were in black and white.
No,
so
but like that
faded he's talking
color,
about like not the crisp cinematography.
I mean, it's not
basically anything starting with the Ghostbusters on. I'm in on.
It's not
like
blurry.
That.
But it is kind of blurry.
It is. It gives me a headache when I watch that on new screens.
No, but
I started Rocky 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this.
If you watch it on a streaming service, it's now in high def.
Oh, yeah. They remastered it.
It gives me a headache when I squint.
Okay. So Air Buds is a top four.
Stop calling it Air Buds. They're not things you put in your
ear. I don't care what the hell it's called. It's trash.
The dog is named Bud.
And you haven't seen The Godfather Rocky, but you have a movie about a poodle, you know, taking three-pointers.
It's
is
a golden retriever.
Got it. Okay, great.
And if I was born in 1970, maybe Fast Break would be on there, not Air Bud. But I wasn't. 37-year-olds agree with me.
Love and Basketball, by the way, is a good call by Tiki. That was a really good one.
Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, what's up?
Fast Break.
Hey, guys. So I'm a little upset with the top five list. I don't know how you guys left off the greatest basketball movie of all time.
Tell
Coach
us.
Carter.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter should have been on. That's a good omission. Fair.
It's the greatest basketball movie ever. It's an uplifting story. It's real. Samuel L. Jackson,
right,
given one of the best performances of his career.
Right.
I mean, guys, that's just a no-brainer. I didn't even hear you guys mention it.
Yeah, no, because we forgot it. I completely forgot it. But as soon as you said it, I was like, wait, he's right.
And I want the record to show out there, because I love our WFAN audience and Evan and Tiki. I could scream and yell about Jalen Brunson versus Aaron Judge. You make a list about basketball movies, and what does everybody want to talk about?
Because everybody, it's the best one ever. It's like, it's just your opinion. By the way, the two more recent ones that were really, really good that I did not see, Hustle with Adam Sandler.
I didn't see that one either.
That was good.
It was good, right? The reviews were good. I got to see that. And Air about the Nikes with Jordan.
But
I have not seen
that. That's not a basketball movie. It's a shoe movie.
I mean, it's Michael Jordan.
It is a basketball movie, and it feels more like a documentary, but it's not because it's an actual movie. But I heard it was great as well. I also didn't see that one. So those are the two I still have to see. I don't know. I just haven't been into watching.
You're more shows than movies.
Yeah, I haven't been into watching sports movies lately. And I don't know why. Maybe because my fandom's more too mature now.
Too mature for sports? See, sports movies are a nice breakup.
No, but I mean, so here's what I get. So when you watch a sports movie, if it's not real, Like, right. It looks like whoever the actor is playing whatever character he's playing, and he's an athlete, and he's clearly not an athlete.
That bothers you.
I turn it off immediately. It's just kind of like, dude, come on, man.
All right, I'd rather
you go get an athlete who can't act than get me an actor who can't athlete. You know what I mean?
But you're an athlete, so I get that. That, to me, that's like when I go to a sandwich shop and I see somebody making a sandwich the wrong way. And I remember my days at Subway, and I'm like, no, you can't do that. I'm not into that.
And that's why He Got Game was so great, because Ray Allen is obviously very credible in that role. And he was pretty solid as an actor. He was all right. He was fine.
Still not better than
Shaq and Penny.
But you know what? He acted like an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he felt authentic.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Chris on the line. Chris, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? First time caller.
Oh, appreciate you, dude.
Sean, that Cinco de Fivo, you had some good ones there, but the last guy brought it up already, Coach Carter, that's got to be on there. I don't know if you've ever seen Hustle, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Good movie, but that's not better than The Six Man or Air Bud.
Stop with the six man and Air Bud.
Watch them. You don't like the Chuck E. Cheese doubter, Tiki, that has it at Chuck E. Cheese.
I am not ever going to watch Air Bud. I just don't see myself ever saying.
I've seen Air Bud 100 times as a kid, and Hustle has got to be above Air Bud.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you're a Long Island guy. Yay or nay on Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Say that one more time.
Are you in or out on Chuck E. Cheese pizza as a Long Island guy?
No shot.
You suck.
Can I give another honorable mention? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Basketball Diaries, which is one of Leonardo DiCaprio's early movies. It's a little heavy, but it's really good.
Never heard of it.
But you heard of Air Buds, the poodle.
Air Buds. Retriever. Nick and Wharton. Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to give a shout-out real quick to Loogie. I think he's awesome, and I think he definitely is the next generational talent at WFAN.
Wow.
100%.
I hope he is.
Oh, no, Sean, 100% he is. You got to give the man credit. I know you get on him sometimes about the Mets and all this stuff, but I think deep down you'll learn to like it.
I'll learn to like Loogie? I'd hope. We've been attached to the hip for 15 years. go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to get to my point real quick. I got to say, Tiki, you're the man, dude. I grew up watching you. You are a legend, diehard, and, you know, I appreciate everything you did for the Giants, man. 100%.
Appreciate you. Thank you, dude.
No doubt, man. But listen, Tiki, what's your thoughts on – now, listen, I know a lot of teams are responsible for this. Like, a lot of teams go after, like, old quarterbacks, but what do you think is the attraction with the Jets always going after old quarterbacks that – and then just – completely, like, ruining, I wouldn't say ruin their career, but, like, more like, I don't know, just
the challenge with, like, trying to evaluate that, Nick, and it's a good question, is that it's different regimes. It's not just one regime, one general manager, one head coach are continually doing the same things. And I think, honestly, it's not having the draft answer. For a team that's consistently been in position to draft quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They have not drafted a good quarterback since Chad Pennington.
They haven't even gotten lucky.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you just get lucky. They haven't even gotten lucky. Now, part of that is, I think, the staff that was in place, because I think Zach Wilson actually had some talent. It was just the circumstances were exactly what you needed.
Classic quarterback that could have been successful if put in the right situation.
It was the antithesis of good development. And not of it was their fault, right? Greg Knapp passes away, and so they have a young quarterback. It's just everything that could have gone wrong with Zach Wilson went wrong. But it's been that way year over year over year over
Darnold,
year over year. So the only way to combat that is to go get a veteran.
Yeah.
Who you don't have to teach, who you don't have to worry about developing, someone who already knows how to be successful. And that's why, I mean, back in the day, Brett Favre made sense.
Yep.
And it's why right now, with a team that has the ability to win, at least roster-wise on paper, you go get Aaron Rodgers.
And it's also why I don't blame the Jet fans when they go crazy for Aaron Rodgers. I might laugh at it and think you're going to be set up for failure, but I also get it. If you fail that many times in a draft drafting a quarterback, why wouldn't you be more excited to go that alternative route? And it's not like you're going and getting Jameis Winston in that spot. You're getting a known Super Bowl champion,
right,
which they did with Favre as well. Harold in the Bronx. Harold, what's up?
How's it going, guys? First time, man? Long time.
Oh, I love that. Appreciate you, man.
You guys are the best.
Thank you,
appreciate Harold. What's up?
No, you guys were talking about the basketball movies, and no one mentioned Juana Man. One of the funniest basketball movies out there.
I forgot about Juana Man. Very funny. Good call, Harold. Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. This might boost your list.
All right.
I'm just searched for most underrated basketball movies of all time.
Okay.
And it's 10. So number 10 was More Than a Game. This is more of a documentary.
All right.
Whoopi and Eddie.
Okay.
Which was someone brought up. Pistol, The Birth of Legend, which is also more of like a documentary type. Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Was number 7.
I understand that.
I did too. White Men Can't Jump was 6. 5, Slam Dunk Ernest, which I've never heard of.
Ernest?
I don't even know who that is.
Is that part of all the Ernest movies?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And number 4 is Air Bud.
All right. Told you, it's not a bad movie.
Above the Rim is 3. Space Jam is 2. And number 1, The Sixth Man.
Told you. Bang.
So now I might have to watch The Sixth Man.
Sixth Man is such a good movie.
I might have to watch The Sixth Man.
Such a good movie. It absolutely is the best basketball movie of all time. I guess we'll keep the calls going here. Mike at Oceanside. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I was calling because you guys didn't mention like Mike, bro.
Yeah, Bow Wow puts on Michael Jordan sneakers.
Yeah.
Now, come on. If you have a problem with Air Bud, you're going to put like Mike on the list?
I didn't like Mike.
All right.
I don't want to be a bad guy here. We've mentioned like 40 movies. I love the guy. You didn't mention this one. We've mentioned about 500 movies.
But I didn't realize there were this many basketball movies.
Oh, there's a ton.
The beauty. This is the most reaction we've gotten to a Cinco in a long time, too.
I knew it, too, when I saw the list. I was like, this is... I went up to him beforehand. I go, just give the entire list, and then we'll go from there, because... And by the way, nobody calling to defend Hoosiers, and we both said it stunk.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people calling for Hoosiers.
There's a couple sports movies like that. Baseball-wise, The Natural is one of those movies. You ever actually sit there and watch The Natural? The movie's terrible.
No, the one
no,
where...
No, it's not terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, the premise is stupid, but...
And the payoff is stupid. The whole light's getting electrocuted.
Don't you get emotional because of that?
Emotional because of that.
He's achieving. It's only because I love Robert Redford.
You do me a favor.
He's a great actor.
Watch Marley and Me and watch The Natural. You tell me what you get emotional about.
And Field of Dreams is beyond overrated for baseball.
I like it's a good father-son tale.
Not a fan. Didn't like it. I think it's overrated. Like I said, football, I can't think of one overrated.
How many of these movies do you think people in their car are going to go home and watch tonight with no sports?
Any Given Sunday.
No. Overrated? Any Given Sunday?
Oh, my.
You can go home right now.
Get okay. Lawrence Taylor on the phone right
you
now.
Tell me when you've ever heard of a guy jumping on the top of a SUV and sawing it in half.
All right.
That's
so you
the angle?
With the parking lot scene? The in-game scenes are powerful. There's an eyeball on the turf in Mexico.
I love Al Pacino.
Or Dallas, where was it?
He's the most unbelievable actor, Al Pacino. His locker room speech is not like anything I've ever heard.
You know how many times I've played that speech driving to the gym?
And you believe it?
It fires me up.
You think that's what happens in a professional locker room?
Nobody's done in a stronger 36 minutes on an elliptical like me after that speech.
What about the speech from Jim Brown when he's like, we got a third string quarterback that ain't going to produce blank. Cherubini, what if off the bench? What's next, Stigmata?
That's all-timer.
All-timer. LT is amazing in that.
Al Pacino managing the Yankees today with that kind of fire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.